All right, everybody, have a wonderful weekend.
Nope, Rochelle. Oh, wait, what? I need you and your sister to do the intro for next week.
Oh, that's right.
Wait, what's next week?
Mother's Day.
Holy shit, really?
Wait a minute, next week is Mother's Day for real? Are you serious?
No, next week we do the Mother's Day episode. Mother's Day is in 2 weeks from tomorrow.
That's right, because it's the 8th.
Oh, God, I nearly had a heart attack.
It's the 8th.
But we do the Mother's Day episode before Mother's Day, not after Mother's Day.
Yeah, but Ash Mom doesn't listen to this show. And if she listens to
the Mother's Day
one. Yeah, and then she has a reason to be mad at me for a week.
And then we give her the gift, and then we are all set. Because she has
no, then she's only mad for 3 days.
This is Electric Sisterhood, podcast episode number 245. My Ash Mom says... Sisterhood, home of the best.
The fucking best.
Girl gaming tech gadget and anime podcast. I am Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
Welcome to... Ready? You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
A special episode of the Electric Sisterhood podcast.
A special spectacular!
And the reason why it's special is because this episode is all about mom.
It's our origin story via our mom.
Well, it's not our origin story.
We came from our mom, so
right,
she's
but
our
we're
origin.
Not talking about how we came from our mom.
Because, I mean, that's pretty basic.
Because and actually, it's also a little bit nasty. There's, you know, going placenta people.
There was a sun and a flower.
There was no watering can. No watering can.
But what we've
got in the can are a bunch of clips involving our mom. Yeah, and we've pulled some together, as we typically do each year on this show, to showcase our silent, but not silent enough,
she's not silent at all,
partner in the podcast, our mom. So without further delay, or any more weird, awkward conversation, we give you, my Esh Mom says... We're going to kick this episode off with our first section about our mom. And it's basically mom and technology. Early on, she used to call YouTube the YouTube, which ended up with all kinds of laughter and whatnot. And although she's getting better with the technology as she is aware of the Facebooks and the Twitter... it wasn't an easy task. Take a listen.
Now I'm going to add Doodle Hopper. Okay, everything was fine when you left, Amanda, so it's you.
You know what?
It's all your fault.
Yep, it's all your fault.
I don't know what the deal is.
I don't know either, but maybe your Verizon guy fucked up your connection. Is mom's computer on?
How the fuck do I know?
Well, why don't you fucking go and check? And if it is, fucking turn it off.
Yeah, I expected that.
I'm kidding. She can't hear me down here. I'm going to call her on my cell phone.
Oh, wow.
I know. I'm lazy.
Very.
That's
call
awesome.
My mom.
Don't call your mommy.
Like she know how to shut it off anyway.
Is she one of those people?
Yes.
She's still learning her Mac.
I don't get, or I don't understand their logic of who this device is for. Because it's not even like for our mom. It has way too many buttons.
I don't know. Ash mom seems to be really good with her iPhone. She's like... She got more apps and shit than me.
Esh Mom is like, whoa, on her iPhone.
She is. Well, not right now because it's kind of fucked up. Yeah. But that'll get fixed.
Yes. But she is kind of like, whoa. Like, even I was surprised at how quickly she gravitated and jumped all over that.
Yeah. She's still pissed about her emoticon. She's like, my emotes are gone. I'm like, good. Kind of glad that I'm not getting big smiley faces and flaming shits at my job.
Hi, flaming poo. What? What?
Give me some ciggies, Mandy. Big heart face, smiley face. I'm like,
didn't you have a DVR, though?
Yeah, but Esh Mom always kept putting Bad Girls Club and shit on there, so I could never record any of my shows because it always came on, like, when I was trying to record the WCG Ultimate Gamer. She was like, yeah, but the Bad Girls Reunion show's coming on tonight, and I'm going to be next door, so I can't watch it. And I'm like...
So your DVR can't record two things at the same time?
No.
Name! My can.
No, it can't. And also, she just had so much... Like, she kept recording the same series over and over. So there'd be, like, three or four recordings of the same episode, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? I'm like, Mom, the DVD recording space is full. Well, I don't know how that happened. I'm like, yes, you do. So I just sit there one day and delete them all. And it's not like a whole group all delete.
Right.
You gotta go.
No, it's one at a time. Do you want to delete this? Are you sure you want to delete this?
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to delete this. Really? Delete it already.
Exactly. So needless to say, I wasn't too happy about that. So this is a way that, you know, because Esh Mom doesn't touch my Xbox, this is a way that I can watch my shows.
Because she's scared to touch it.
More or less. She doesn't... She can have the DVR, and I can have my Netflix. And it works for both of us.
Oh, yeah, I heard that Mommy has a Twitter.
Mommy does have a Twitter. Esh Mom does have a Twitter account.
Yeah, she's like, Amanda, like I Twitter. I'm like, if Rochelle has it her way, you'll Twitter and video, and you'll...
When I... Look, before I...
Advance, monkey.
Before I leave Monday, she will have sent a tweet from her Twitter account all by herself.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, are you done with your business? Can I
just about. I told her, I told her this morning. She's like, okay. I was like, but trust me, you're following people that you like. She goes, yeah. I'm like,
yeah, I heard Oprah, Obama.
Obama, Hugh Jackman, Anderson Cooper. She's like, oh, okay, good. I'm like, Alicia Keys. She goes, oh, I like her. I'm like, that's why you follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, so I told Mom, I was like, Mommy, I'm like, we need to get your hair and nails done because when we put you on video, you're going to want to look good.
Yeah.
Like, I told you about that thing that Mom has that tightens the muscles in your face that I put in my face and I was like, ow.
Yeah.
For one, I use it now. And I'm like, Mommy, we got to do something about that double chin. So we're going to have to
show. Oh, my God.
I was like,
you are mean.
I am. But I do it. It's love.
Yeah.
It's out of love. Oh, okay.
The next one, which is also a free application that I think is really useful, is Dropbox.
Yep. You could use that just about on your phone, on your computer.
You can use it on your phone, on your
black
computer,
hole.
Pretty much.
In your mom.
What?
Sorry.
What?
Well, you could.
No. No, Esh Mom would not.
Esh Mom could use Dropbox.
No, Esh Mom wouldn't know what to do with a Dropbox.
She'd be like, where does it go?
Exactly. And I can't really explain that.
No, but she could use it. She just wouldn't understand the purpose of you. But she could do it. It's really easy.
Yeah, she could do it, but she has no need.
Click, where'd it go? It's gone.
Now, well, how do I get that out of a box thing? Don't no, John.
No. Esh Mom is not completely internet savvy.
She's making progress, though.
Yeah, she has made great progress
leaps
within the year.
And bounds this year.
But she's still not hip to the tip.
I mean, she asked me what an extension was in Safari the other day. I was like, oh my God. I'm so proud of you for asking this question.
And I'm going to tell you and you won't know what it fucking
means.
But
you asked me. You asked me.
But anyway, so Esh Mom, you know, trying to be very secretive, which, you know, is usually really hard for her, you know, was trying.
She fails at the secret thing.
She does. Like, what? That's a secret? Can you tell me? Well, no, but yeah. And then she ruins it, but whatever.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So she had gone on to Amazon, and I have my Amazon bookmarked on her Mac. Her iMac. And when she clicked on it, it popped up just, you know, suggestions for me. So, of course, she thought this was ideal. you know, it's me, suggestions for me for Christmas. And there was an anime up there, I think it was Rin, Sisters of...
Daughters of Nemnocene.
Yeah, that Nem.
Nemnocene.
I'm just going to say Nom Nom. And... And she's like, "Oh my god!" And of course, now you know Amazon's really good. They'll give you a preview of an episode.
Many different things, yeah.
Yeah, so
which is great,
especially because she's like used to that because of QVC and Shop NBC and shit doing that. Mm-hmm. So she's like, "Let me check it out." And she was like, "Oh my god, this would totally be up Panda's alley," and
more ways than one.
Yeah, and apparently she went to like write it down or write it somewhere, and it refreshed or timed out the page. Mm-hmm. But because Eshmom's memory isn't fresh.
Yes. It's more like a sieve than it is a neural net.
Got really bad short and long-term memory. and she couldn't remember what the name of it was. And I had come down, and she was like, "Oh, Panda, I saw this anime, and I think you'll totally love it, and I want to get you for Christmas." "Okay, Mom. Well, what's it called?" "I don't remember."
But it was on
Amazon, and there was like a really hot girl on it. I'm like, a lot of anime covers have mm-hmm. hot girls yeah. on it, Mom. Yeah. I'm like, mm-hmm. can you remember a word, maybe one word that might trigger? She's like, "I think it's sisters. There were sisters." I'm like, "I don't know if I'm gonna like this at first." I
was like, "Anime, there was a hot girl in front, and they had something about sisters.
It's like Onegai
incest.
Oh my, Onegai twins. Oh my god.
No, not Onegai twins,
which I own.
What?
I have Onegai teacher and Onegai twins.
What?
Yeah.
Sister.
I know. No. Yeah. I know. One's your sister. One's not. Guess. One of them's really, really bad. One of them's not. You want to take that chance? He did. But anyway.
Aww.
Anyway. Aww. So we're sitting there trying to decipher. I'm trying to refresh the page going backwards so I could try to get an idea of what this possibly was. You know, and finally, you know, when I saw it, I was like, "Is this it?" Because the first page actually did have a pretty hot girl, pretty naked. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Yeah, that's it." And it was Rin, the daughters of
Nemnocene.
Nemnoms.
Not Omnoms. Daughter of Omnoms is different.
Yeah. But so I was like, "Oh." And it was really funny because one of our listeners had told us if we wanted to see hot girls fucking things and killing things, then we should totally check out Rin.
Yeah.
Which is totally up my alley. So I watched the preview and I definitely liked it. And I'm like, "Mom," I'm like, "that'd be really good." She's like, "Oh, well, now you know. So now I can't get it for you because you know." And I'm like, "Wait." So we spent all day trying to figure this out. And now that you know I definitely would like it, you're not going to get it for me?
That's Eshmom. The first piece of news, the Verizon iPhone dropped this week.
Yeah, I know. Eshmom got really pissed at AT&T because they did something. And she's like, "You know, now that Verizon has, you know, the iPhone, you know, I have iPhones. I might as well just switch to Verizon." So, you know, they dropped some charges. So, Mom totally manipulated the system.
Dude, she will work a deal like
yeah,
nobody's business.
It's because we paid the phone bill I think a day or so late. So they cut our service for a bit. You know, and Eshmom's trying to get in touch with me. I'm trying to get in touch. I'm like, "Did she not pay the bill?" I'm like, "No, Mom paid the bill. I saw the receipt on the desk, so I know she paid the bill." But, you know, so they're like, "Yeah, we might have to charge you, like, $36 for to reboot you." She's like, "You want $38 for you to press a button that puts my service back on when you have confirmation that I paid it?" She's like, "Well, you know, with Verizon, you know, getting the iPhone, you know, where I've been an avid AT&T subscriber forever, you know, I might just have to make the switch because, I mean, I do get my internet and my landline from Verizon. I mean, I might as well just bundle it all together and just leave." And they're like,
We've never had this problem with you before. Hold up. Like, this has never happened before. And, you know, I was just talking out ass a minute ago.
We can do this as a courtesy. I mean,
you know, you've been, like, a great customer. It says here, like, literally on your record, there's a field that says, "Is this person a great customer?" And yours actually says, "Hell yes." Somebody check that box. You know what? That means I don't have to charge you this $38.
Oh, man, she was on top of that mess.
Oh, that's funny. The number of people who use Twitter now just kind of astounds me. I mean, my mom is on Twitter.
Really?
And my mom just discovered 2 years ago that AOL wasn't the internet. So I, this is like leaps and bounds. Okay. I mean, this is, we've gone from AOL being the internet to she has tons of more game apps on her iPhone than are actually on mine, which is kind of sad. And she tweets every so often, not very fast, but she tweets. And every so often she'll hand me her phone and say, check my Twitters. And I get a little choked up.
What's her sign?
At ESH underscore MOM. That's my mom.
ESH underscore MOM?
Yep, Eshmom. Because we are eventually going to get her on the show. She doesn't know it yet. She's been on the show accidentally because I come from a line of talkers. So the podcast thing just made sense for us because we tell a lot of stories in my family, typically very loud and over drinks. Or poker. And so when I was living out of state, my sister and I would get on Skype to do the show. And every so often, my mother would yell up the stairs for my sister to come and do whatever menial task that she didn't want to do. And so she's vicariously been on episodes of our show accidentally. But we're going to get her on the show actually on purpose.
So, I mean, there were several episodes back in 2010 where Eshmom was far more of a participant in the shows from the other room. And, well, she knows we're recording and she never had a problem letting us know what she thought or a comment that she had or even sometimes a snore. Have a listen.
Hey, look, bitches.
Yeah, but they're mostly clothes.
Singular.
Oh, look, bitch.
Yeah. I'm going to go with whore. We don't necessarily know if she's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That's,
she's definitely for sale, though.
That's true.
She might be a whore with a heart of gold.
You mean like Mary Magdalene?
I'm not even...
man.
if you're going to say stuff like that, you really have to say panda.
Yeah, Mom.
Oh,
panda. What? She was.
Jesus
loved her.
Hey, Jesus loved all of them children. Goldia. But that's a different podcast.
Yes. Wouldn't you not want to be like in the swing? Well, the swinging wasn't that 20s. That wasn't even the 50s.
Roaring 20s.
The roaring 20s and the swinging 50s. Was it swinging 50s?
I don't know.
Eshmom, was it swinging 50s?
Who the hell knows?
Oh, never mind, Eshmom.
That's fine. That's okay. We're going to go with sure, why not?
Sure, why not? So, I mean, I would love to be a mobster.
You have to ask me a question I can answer.
Well,
figured since you were around in the 50s, you might know.
Yeah, Mom.
Excuse me.
Anyway, so
I was a baby in the 50s.
Okay. Right. Moving, I know about the 80s, and I was a baby in the 80s, but you know, whatever, cool.
Moving right along.
You're basically still doing the action-adventure thing, but you've got to basically lead a rebellion against your brother, who's the Tyrant King Logan. And so, basically, you're on a quest to take your brother down and become king.
Or shall moms call me?
Okay.
What, Mom? Yes, Mom? Doing the show, Mom? No, I said we're still doing the show. Is that it? Okay. I have to yell so you can hear me. Well, how do I know?
So Mom was like, she screamed up here, and I thought she asked if I'm doing the show. So I said, yeah. And then she's like, what are you doing? And I said, the show. She's like, I thought you said you were through. I'm like, no, I told you we were doing. So see, certain words that sound like one word that aren't that word leads to misunderstandings.
Yep.
All right, then.
But they do describe that, I think, in like episode 7. So now you have a better idea of what's going on. And apparently Sashi's got some potentials that would allow him to redesign people's fates. And, Ma! You're snoring.
Oh.
Am I that boring?
No, actually, I wasn't even thinking about you. I was in my own thoughts. Do you mind? And now you're interrupting me. I'm having a party in my own head, and you have to interfere. What the freak? Go ahead.
Just do it. Going back. So, I mean, this series is very, it's very lighthearted, but there's these undertones of seriousness that, you know, you do have to take into account. He's like, well, I don't really have much of a choice. And, you know, he goes off to his sister, and I'm just like, all right, so if we're in New York at the time that this thing crashes, and we're going 3,000 miles to the west,
we going to Cali. We going to Cali.
And she said something about the wind. And last time, well, there is wind in California.
So, yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's not the windy city.
No, that's Chicago.
Which is less than, well, would that be 3 miles?
I don't know. Look, do I look like a geography teacher to you?
No. But if a bus was leaving Boston.
No. No. We're not doing that. Not again.
Okay. Plane was going in the opposite direction.
Stop it! Seriously, I'm going to put you in the Eshmom corner. I will.
Then
do
how
it.
Many how many sugars do I put in my coffee before I pass out?
I will put you in that corner. That's you don't want to be in the Eshmom corner.
It's 7.
Because she's snoring right now. So
you know, Eshmom. I think Eshmom thinks we're boring. Do you hear that, people? I don't know if you hear it, but
throw something at her. It'll be fine.
She thinks we're boring. I hope you don't think we're boring. Cause that'd be sad.
What?
So anyway, I definitely think that if you have a system, you should get the demo, because that'll really tell
you. You through, by the way. Like to knock my nose off. Jeez.
She told me to do it.
She did.
Can I finish my show?
Yes. Yeah, mommy. Thanks. You're snoring. You're snoring. Interrupting.
Again.
That's why we threw a pillow at you.
Oh, okay.
No moms were hurt in the making of this podcast. We love moms.
Just not ones that snore.
I have an issue. Dyslexia. No, because that's saying things backwards.
Well. Sometimes.
No, but I think I have a mental thing.
Yeah, I think you have a mental thing too.
No, but I have to say certain things impulsively, like just.
Now that's going in a clip though.
That's a great face for this conversation, Mom.
I'm just saying.
You didn't say nothing, and that's where I get that. And that's where I get. I'm just saying from. I get it from her.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just saying, like earlier when I couldn't help but say balls. Really loud. That just came out of nowhere, and I don't understand why, because I don't even know what kind of balls I was thinking about when I said it.
If you stop saying balls, I'm going to cut you off your balls.
Oh,
I don't have any balls.
And you're going to have even less.
This next year's Mother's Day episode is going to be the best.
But you're going to... You thought you was talking to God today, you're going to see Jesus soon.
He meant Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You get down on your knees and pray.
Hey now, Mom. We're recording, right? You didn't want to. No.
You're recording?
Yeah.
Oh, recording.
Yeah.
You should have said something.
Well, I just did. And here you are telling me to get on my knees? That is inappropriate. Good thing we're tagged explicit.
Andre is awesome. He's like, next year's Mother's Day show is going to be the best ever.
Just think, Mom, because now you're going to be in a lot more episodes.
You can sit here, Mommy. No, do your thing,
Mommy. You can totally sit there and hang out.
Yeah, can it works for me.
Yeah, me too. How about you, Missy? That's what I thought. Cool.
All right, you ready to do this?
Yep.
All right, we're ready.
All right, Missy, go lay down. You're too close to the. Microphone. Lay down.
Okay.
Lay. No. Okay, fine.
Maybe she's a dog. You give her these long sentences like...
I say lay, and she does nothing. When I say, Missy, do you need to go outside? She sits at the door.
Just say down.
Down. Don't
make it more complicated than it needs to be.
Well, Mommy, down has four letters and lay only has three. So I don't know how I'm making it more complicated
because
by saying...
Because you keep saying it in a sentence. Just say down.
Yeah, do you see how she didn't react to that?
Well, I'm not talking.
All right, I'm ready. It's okay, girl.
Jesus.
I know. I know. I know.
You hurt her feelings.
You hurt my feelings.
Oh, I'm going to hurt them in a second. I'm going to shut up now. You're
going to
do
the let's do it.
I don't like that word, shut up.
Ma!
You can go to Xbox.com and go to the store. It's right there. You can't miss it because they're kind of, you know, excited about
they're
it.
They're not even their own horn, but beep, 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 beep.
And now we pause while Mommy talks on the phone.
Why does Mom always talk about people getting naked and taking baths?
I don't know. But her solution to everything is to go home and take a bath. Get naked and put some water
on
your ass.
If you had a rough day, just get naked.
Get naked and put some water. Get naked and jump
in
some water.
Put yourself in some warm water and just scrub yourself.
Yeah, just get naked and get in some water.
Get naked.
Get naked.
Mommy!
Yeah, I hear you.
No, you shouldn't be doing any talking. Are you done now?
Yeah.
Who the fuck are you talking to?
Connie.
Oh, yeah, the jar. Mommy, you can't talk on the phone.
I know.
No, you don't know because you did.
Jeez.
Mommy, you can't talk on the phone at all. People can hear you talk about getting people naked and bathing.
I didn't say anything like that.
Yes, you did. You're like, you should go home and take a hot bath that implies A, nakedness, and B, bathing.
Get on with it.
Okay. In this next clip, you realize that it's not all fun and games and light and airy here in the land of Ash. Sometimes violence gets the best of us. And, well, you know what? Just listen.
Yeah. Because otherwise I'll have to poke.
Ow! Don't let her do that to me!
Stop the violence.
No! The pain! Stop!
Only you can prevent
forest
fires.
Don't make me call Mom!
Don't do that. She'll come running and then I'll get hurt.
Yeah!
That'll be bad.
Bear in mind now that I'm physically next to you so I can't hit you.
I know, this is really bad. Now I have to wear pants. Which sucks.
Yes, you do.
It sucks!
You have to wear pants. You have no choice.
It's not fair. You're stifling my creative genius.
No, no I'm not.
Yes, you no, are.
Really. I'm not.
You were sitting right there with us. Shit just got real. Well, I guess we're going to have to amend the list. So I guess you're just going to have to wait now, aren't you? Think about it. Mommy, it's easy. Dinner is pot roast, pork roast, chicken, hot dogs, bagels, and ice cream.
Think about this.
Oh, shit! She just tossed you the bird!
And I was being half serious about most of those suggestions.
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, exactly. Shit. Yeah, Mom.
Mommy just flipped Mandy the bird.
I don't even deserve the half.
That's not classy.
I'm gonna shut up while you do the show.
You should come in and do the show with us, Mommy. Put my card in my
oh,
wallet.
What the fuck are you doing?
Mommy, put it in my wallet. My wallet's there. My wallet is right there. I'm staring right at my underneath those pieces of paper that are on top of my wallet.
This, yep.
You are Ajita.
Hey, Andre.
Penis. With a one.
Don't turn that TV in the kitchen on.
I'm not. I'm not finishing the end of my turn the TV
on. I'm just telling you. Did your dog just fart?
Yeah, probably.
Jesus Christ.
Mommy, get the Febreze! Get the Febreze before it penetrates the nostrils! Too late!
No, I'm gonna let it penetrate the nostrils.
What is wrong with you? Like, I
can't believe
what
Vash
is wrong with you?
I can't believe Vash Mom just said penetrate. That's going on Twitter.
Stop it!
Don't put that shit on Twitter!
You need to start tweeting rebuttals!
Yeah, because I'm just going to start trolling you. Up, oh, red.
Burberry. Sometimes it sprays.
There it is. Eshmo just said penetrate.
Ass, huh?
Ew.
All right, can we do this?
Yes. I'm just kidding. I don't beat people up.
Yes, you do.
I don't. I don't have upper body strength.
You're violent.
So. I kick. I got leg muscles, but I ain't got no arms.
Hey, you heavy-handed.
I hit with the palm. That's where the pain is, right here.
In that
everybody,
area?
Not that I'm telling you guys to go out and hit people, but if you're gonna hit people, hit with the palm of your hand. Esh Mom taught me that.
Oh my God.
Excuse me.
She did.
Oh my.
She did. And let me tell you. There'll be a nice little round mark of bruiseness, possibly, depending on how hard you hit. And they'll always remember
although
the person.
Although we don't advocate violence here
no,
in the land
we
of
don't.
Ash, because we are a peaceful nation.
We are. But sometimes even peaceful nations have to represent.
Only against pixels. Only against pixels.
I'm surprised there aren't
pixels.
Many games where you have to slap people. Like,
Bunga Bunga.
That's not a slap. That's a poke in the butt. No, but I mean, like, I would love a game, like an interrogation game, or like a drama game where maybe a bitch has to smack another bitch, like in the scenarios. Like, in Connect, I can't wait, like, Mafia 2, there should be, like, a bitch fight, and you start it by smacking a bitch in the face. I would enjoy that. That would give me pleasure. I don't know where I can't, this is a horrible tangent, and I'm gonna stop
you.
Now.
I'm not really sure why we're related, other than, you know, genetics.
Oh, there should be an achievement if you hit her really hard. Like, it should be like, B-slap for, like, 25. You gotta hit really hard and connect, though. Like, you have to end up hitting yourself in the face to get this
I'm
achievement.
I'm not hitting myself in the face for measly 25 gamers.
I would. Don't you fuck.
I'm gonna kick her ass. I am gonna kick her ass.
You're gonna get hurt, Ash Mom.
That's okay, because we're almost done. And then when I'm done, I'm going to kick your ass from one end of the
shut
house
the door, Ash Mom. It's cold.
My noonies.
Could I have one?
No!
What the fuck? Woohoo! Oh, wait.
I'm going to kick your ass. I told you.
Ow.
That's why we're going to... Yeah.
Was that necessary?
Yes, it was necessary. You're enabling her.
But she went in there first before I even said
and
anything.
And then you're like, now get me one. You fucking enabler. I'm going to poke the shit out of you. No, I don't want any candy.
You poked my booby. In a very tender area.
On the court. Sounds like I hit you in the nipple. Now, yeah, go ahead and strut. Because as soon as I finish hitting this record button, it's your ass.
She's going to kick you in your noonies.
In the nooners. Let's finish this.
Don't you open that!
Don't! Your dog!
Get out of here!
Fucking enabler.
What? She went in there!
Oh my God.
If she hadn't gone in there, I wouldn't have asked for
one. You know what? One of you needs to be a fucking adult, and since it's not going to be her, don't shush me. No, because when the candy's got to go and get replaced, you're going to pick it up. Yeah, no.
Let's finish. That's what she said.
I'm glad that you understand the fuck it list. I can't believe that Mom, like, hello, Mom.
I know. And I was like, oh, I want to tell Tom.
I know. And Mom's in there like, Amanda.
Especially after the way that she hit you. I was like, oh, man, I felt that on the back of my head.
I'm glad she didn't hit me with that frozen chicken.
Oh, my God. I thought she was going to hit you with the chicken.
I would have had a concussion for sure.
For sure, because that thing was as hard as a brick.
Come in touch to work the next day.
What happened to you? I got hit in the head with some chicken.
We're a black family.
Yeah, don't ask me.
It's a multi-purpose food.
Yeah, really.
You are just insane.
Batshit crazy.
The game didn't make you do it. You decided to do it and blame the game. Okay, there's no video game that literally presents itself on screen and addresses you by name and says, I will destroy your entire family unless you do like, every single your
house,
action.
We have your house rigged to blow up. There's a list of achievements that you need to unlock through this game. Once you've achieved them, after you've unlocked it, you have 48 hours to complete all of them, or we will blow up your house.
We have put an explosive inside your family.
We have captured your mom.
Not my mom.
Yeah, that'll make you do it. Mom's been captured.
No.
And now you have to terminate a senator. Here's a map.
That senator's fucked. I'm going to say that right now, because I will take that senator out.
Anyway.
I'm just saying.
But Now, wait. Now, for every dark cloud and bad storm here at Esh, there was always a silver lining. And we've had our benevolent times, too. Especially when we were getting gifts.
Presents.
Check it out.
How's your mother? Oh, say hello to your mother for me, all right?
Okay, how's your mom's? Like, seriously, though. Tell her I said, what's up? I only say that because our mom's birthday is coming up.
I know.
And moms are awesome.
Yeah.
You know how awesome they are?
They're just as awesome as our website.
You got it. Then there's also Esh Mom's birthday, which is the 19th. So if you want to send a shout out to our mom, because she's awesome, just drop us a line at questions@esh.mobi and say, happy birthday, Esh Mom. Because her podcast is coming too, people. We just have to get time to actually record it. But
you just got to tape her without her knowing and then have her sign a release.
She doesn't have to sign a release.
If we give her the wrong glasses, that will be really easy.
It's super easy. So be on the lookout for that. Drop her the awesome because, you know, it's pretty awesome.
How you been? How's your mom? My mom's awesome.
Yeah.
She just had a birthday and wants to thank everybody for all the wonderful birthday wishes and evidently gifts.
Yeah, well, one still hasn't arrived yet, but it's going to be awesome.
So, you guys just rock.
Yeah, thank you from us.
And from Esh Mom.
Esh Mom will be handwriting little personal notes with little hand-cut confettis.
She's like that. We're also trying to get her on Twitter.
No, I'm going to put pants on, I'm going to have dinner, and I'm going to play PS3 because I still have a game that you gave me that I haven't even put in my PS3.
Oh, well, make sure that you make Mom watch you play.
I brought it back up into my room!
No, Mom needs to watch you play that. First of all, the penis and boobs, but you have to run through hell, and I think it's really appropriate that right before Easter Sunday, you make her watch you play a game where you play through hell.
Show this to Mom after Easter. We'll let Mom
know. No, you need Easter.
Oh, by the way, we need to confirm on what we're getting Mom for Mom's Day because she's still under the impression that you're getting her the perfume and
you're getting her the perfume.
Okay. She's like, well, Amanda, since Rochelle's going to give me the perfume, I'm like, Mommy, I think I'm getting you the perfume and Rochelle's going to get you something else. She's like, no, you're going to give me... She's like, I want you to get me a charm.
I know, she really doesn't want me to buy that TV, but...
She needs to. Her TV is shit. It was like screaming at her this morning.
Yeah, no.
It was like... Like that. More or less.
It was like that, huh?
Yeah, it was. And Mom was like, this TV is crap. I'm like, Mommy, do you want me to buy you TV?
But you know what?
What?
I dig Esh Mom. Because it was her birthday.
Oh, aren't you playing suck up?
And world peace. They can go together.
Esh Mom's birthday?
No, and world peace. No, Esh Mom and world peace. Because I think world peace could be achieved through Esh Mom if we knew how to effectively use her.
I have no idea how we could do that. I've been trying to figure that out for years.
Okay, so every once in a while, we'll share some family business, which typically pisses Esh Mom off. And we're really good at it. Like, really good at telling some stories about stuff that she said or done, like this. The only other thing I can remind you guys of before we jump into the meat and bones of this here show is that we are taking questions for Esh Mom. We're getting moms in on all of the fun. So if you have a question that you don't necessarily feel comfortable asking your mom or like somebody with a little more wisdom
to answer, or I just want to ask our mom something really, really inappropriate and or funny, send your question to questions@esh.mobi, and we'll pick a couple, and we'll get her to answer them, and we'll air it at the end.
Even if we have to trick her.
Especially if we have to trick her.
Like gorilla shooting, I'll be in a bush, and it'd be like, random voice, hey, lady, what do you think about this? What?
And hilarity ensues.
Oh my God, I have so many great ideas.
We're going to viral market our mom. It's awesome. Okay. Ash Mom says fuck a lot, just so you know.
No, she says shit a lot.
She does say shit a lot, but she sometimes says fuck too.
No, she doesn't say fuck shit, though.
She doesn't say fuck shit, though.
Does she say shit fuck?
No, but she does say for shit, for fuck's sake.
Yeah, she says, yep.
She says that a lot.
Yeah.
And that's when you're giggle in my heart area.
Your heart can giggle?
Can't you?
Giggles!
It's when it stops giggling and it goes, ee! You have a problem.
Good point.
Touché. You should consult a physician.
Point taken.
At that point.
So, I mean, like I said, I'll probably bring this up next week when we do our gift guide. Parents, young parents who want to do something with their kids, but they're not ready to throw them into the, you know, the more mature adult aspect of, you know, game storylines and game content, this is a great place to start. I really do enjoy it. I mean, Ash Mom was tapping her leg while I was playing earlier today. You know, but then again, anything that has anything musical related, Ash Mom's ready to break it down one time for you. So, I mean, that's nothing new.
So really quickly, as we're just about out of time here, okay, Avatar. 1, I have not played the game. 2, I have not seen the movie. So I have absolutely no opinion, I'm sorry, Trinity, about it.
Me, have not seen it, have not played it. Eshmom wants to see it because she likes the blue people. That's all the comment I have.
Eshmom likes Smurfs, just saying. Big Smurfs, little Smurfs, we're just saying she likes Smurfs.
She thinks it looks pretty. Apparently James Cameron wants the fanboys to step the fuck off, but that's all I know.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there with my lovely MacBook, and I get Steam on my MacBook, and I go to download Portal on my MacBook, and the drivers are not updated enough, so I can't play it on my MacBook. But Ash Mom's computer, Mama Mac, can run it.
Uh-oh.
So, of course, this morning, as Ash Mom slept, I crept into her room, put Steam into her computer, downloaded Portal, which took less than 3 minutes, which took like 25 minutes on my MacBook, and began to play with my coffee and toast. And Eshmom,
I can see you on your tippy toes now going, don't wake Eshmom. Oh, I'm on your computers installing my Steams.
More or less. But mom didn't wake up until a little bit later, and I had stopped playing before she had woken up to make coffee so that she would know that I had put something on her computer. And later
it's
on,
bad that you have her password, but also good that you have
her because if I
she
didn't,
never
she
remember
would...
her password.
So someone who would know has to be aware.
Yeah.
So I logged on to it earlier today just to get through a little bit more of it, and Mom's kind of like, "What's that?" And I said, "This is a game." She's like, "What are you doing it?" My stuff. Like, why can't I see who you are? She's like, what fun is that? And I'm like, it's a first-person perspective game. You don't see. Are you going to kill people? Well, that's a hard question, because no, but yeah, there's something I'm going to have to destroy later. Well, is there going to be blood? Well, no. Not real. Well, what are you? What's that hole? Why are you going to that hole? It's a portal. Well, where's it going? Over there. Why? Because that's where I have to go. I'm like, it's a puzzle game. Okay. And she's like, I like puzzles. I'm like, not this puzzle. And you know, Ash Mom is kind of, you know, she's like, it's really dark. Where are you? And I'm like, I'm inside of a laboratory. No, and she's just like, well, what are you doing there? I'm like, hanging out, trying to survive. You know, and she's like, well, who's talking to you? And I'm like, that's GLaDOS. Well, who's she? Oh, that giant AI who kind of doesn't like me. You know, and she's like, well, she said you're going to die if you touch the floor. Yes, Mom. Well, that's also because the floor is kind of covered in, like, acid. And she's like, jump in it. And of course I'd fucked up on my portal, so of course I fell into it. And she's just like, are you dead? I'm like, yes. So it's a lot of fun to have.
I love that. Jump in it.
Yeah. More, you know, and she couldn't understand it. She's like, well, I could figure that out. I'm like, you wouldn't be able to move forward and back. So what are you trying? She's like, well, I'm just not in the mood to think right now. I'm like, you mean like every other day of the week?
Oh, don't say that to Mom.
No, because she's sitting there and she's just like, well, you're not very good at this. I'm like, I'd like to see you try it. You know, because Mom's like,
you should have made her play it.
Yeah, I told her later on the night that she has to. Because she's just like, well, how do you move? And I'm like, with W, you go forward with W, D back, not D, S backwards, and A for left and D for... She's like, well, that's very weird. I'm like, no, Mom, that's computer gaming. I'm like, I used to do that back in my WoW days. She's like, oh, wow. And that was the end of that conversation.
Good. Books don't turn you into lesbians. Birkenstocks do.
I have Birkenstocks, you asshole.
Well...
I have two pairs, and they're very comfy on my feet.
Whoa.
Hey. What? Your mother has Birkenstocks, too.
Well, have you seen her haircut lately? Anyway, what I'm saying is...
Mom does not like women.
No,
I am telling
you. But she has a very butch haircut. What I'm saying is... She doesn't listen to the show. It's fine.
I want to eat.
Yeah, go get
your mommy's
some...
making pork chops.
I don't want to hear that shit.
Pork chops and butter beans and rice.
Fuck you. Okay, we're sitting
and
there.
We got booze up in this bitch. Are we
bitch,
gonna get
yo? I don't want to hear that shit because I was there. She fucking makes the mac and cheese. By the way, with the cheese, okay, tasting all awesome and shit, but then remembers after we're eating it the next day, she had pork chops.
Yep, and now we eating the pork chops.
You know what? You
with
know
the
what?
Butter beans.
You do that, okay? Y'all put that in your face, okay?
I'm gonna put it in my mouth hole.
Yo, see if I give a two shit.
Oh, I'm not even gonna show you pictures.
Shit.
I'm gonna put that shit on Twitter.
No, you're not. You ain't doing shit.
I'm doing it.
You wanna know why? You gonna be so drunk?
I'm doing it.
You ain't gonna remember to do it.
I'm doing it.
You're lame.
You're lame.
You're lame.
You're lamer.
Your brother's lamer.
Oh.
Wait a minute. You know what I mean.
Did you see my Twitter from Mom earlier today?
No.
Okay, so we went to Damco. Now, outside of it, because, you know, they always try to get people there. They always put, like, an animal out with balloons on it to, like, you know, make kids go, oh, look, Mommy. So we go by and we have to go to Damco. And Mom looks at this animal with this balloon on it. She goes, oh, what a beautiful little elephant. And I look at it and I go, Mom, it's a triceratops. So I put it on Twitter because Mom was just like, shut up, just because I'm not smart all the time. And she's like, do not put that on Twitter. But I did. I had
to. You did.
I did.
If you got a question for Ask Mom, shoot it to us as well. She's waiting to give you advice. I'm waiting to get her on audio saying fuck.
Wait. Whoa, watch how you say that. You just said you can't wait to get her on audio so that, and then I heard fuck. I was like, what?
Because no, I can't wait to hear her say fuck.
Oh, okay. I was about to
Nobody says that word as hysterically as Ash Mom.
That's true. I completely concur.
Okay. You recently watched the presser for the Microsoft event with Ash Mom.
Yeah. Well, she watched part of it and fell asleep. I watched all of it.
So, in watching that with Ash Mom, what was the thing that she reacted to most when she was awake? I'm curious.
Let me see. When she was awake, I would say that she was most engaged with Dance Central.
Really?
Really. She was like, oh my God. She's like, you can dance. Like, actually dance. I'm like, yes, Mom. What's Connect? That was another question of, like, what's this Connect thing? I don't see it on the stage. I'm like, Mom, that black box there. She's like, what is it? I'm like, it's a camera. it's a camera. How's the camera gonna get happy to that? And I'm like, you'll see when I buy it. But yeah, so I mean, she was just like, so it watches everything you do, and it fought like she, you know, when it would like follow that girl when they were doing the demo with Kinect. Uh-huh. You know, she was very engaged with that, and she's like, well, that makes gaming. She's like, and for driving, I don't have to have a wheel. I'm like, no, it's your hands, Mom. You are the controller. Get out of here. No, really, get out of here.
Wow. No, really, get out.
It's like technology's really. I'm like, yes. And then she's on Dance Central, and she was just like, that looks amazing. She's like, oh, people are going to learn how to dance now. And that's when I was like, okay, you should stop talking. I mean, I didn't show her. Like, I have the Cirque du Soleil thing also mm-hmm. on there, and I watched that before I went to work that day. So Eshmom hasn't seen that, and I think she would freak out. Like, I think she would just freak if she saw that. But I think that was really probably the biggest thing for her. Really.
All right.
I'm dying. I'm seriously like.
You're
I'm
not like, dying. Let's no, not be but
like, dramatic. If, like, whenever I go.
Jump is dying, the starving children in Africa, the ones
well,
who.
Well, then I don't mean dying in the sense of death, but I'm dying in the sense of something else that I'll think about later. But no, like, I'm sitting there thinking, like, if I ever get an apartment, like, I'm like.
Trust me, after a month in an apartment, you will get over that. It's Pavlovian. It'll leave you when you're not around it anymore.
Okay. Okay. I'm sitting there going, I'm like, don't get me wrong. Like, on days when I have to be up, but, like, weekends I don't have to be up. Like, damn. Like, I want to be able to be lazy, but I'm always up and awake. Why?
Why, Lord me? Why? Tomorrow. Tomorrow. I want to sleep like a motherfucker.
Up at the ass crack of dawn. And I don't need to be. And I don't. I do not need to be. And I'm like, why?
You sound so sad and broken.
It breaks my heart. I just like friends of mine are like, man, I woke up at 11. I'm like, I don't even know what that feels like, man. I'm like, I'd love to be able to sleep until like 9.
No, you don't. Because here's the problem. I can sleep till 11. And the problem is, I need to be up at 6. It don't work like that. I don't do that.
So you have to wake up, but you can go back to sleep?
Yeah, I can go back to sleep.
Yeah, I can't. Thanks to Mom!
Well, what do you want me to say? I pray to
God that I have offspring, and my kids love getting up early.
You need to get your own place and not have roommates so that you can sleep. Because please believe me, if you have roommates, while they won't yell at you to wake up, they'll be doing things that'll just wake you up.
Yeah, nope. Hoping to live by myself for a while like a hermit. Okay. Decorate the whole house in me.
What the fuck are you saying, me? Okay, so there you have it. Our ode to Mom, Eshmom.
And family.
And extended family.
It's Eshmom plus money.
Plus other, like us and yeah. The dog and, you know, whatever other random noises are going on when we record the podcast. But, you know, it wouldn't be the same without her. So.
Or you guys.
Exactly. So we're letting you know.
You're a part of the family.
Well, yeah, that too. But Mother's Day is coming up, so make sure that you do something nice for your mom. We made a podcast episode where she was featured.
Maybe you'll draw your mom a picture.
Macaroni portraits, people.
Maybe you'll make her cheddar biscuits.
Oh, my God. What is it with you and the cheddar biscuits?
I fucking love them.
Okay. Well, other things that you should love include our website, www.electricsisterhood.com, or you can use our short address, which is
esh.co. That is esh.co. The short address will bounce to the long one. Check out the articles that are written within the week. All questions and comments go to mailbag@landofesh.com. We are available on iTunes, so subscribe. We are free.
That's right. If you want to make sure that you get the episodes the way that we intend you to hear them, then you want to make sure that you subscribe to our podcast in iTunes by searching for Electric Sisterhood in the iTunes Music Store. Our podcast is also available to those of you using Windows devices through the Zune Marketplace. Same rules apply. Just simply search for Electric Sisterhood. And make sure that you hit that subscription button so you get our episodes in their entirety the moment we put them out on the interwebs.
Or if you don't want to do that, you can plug us into any RSS reader or any podcast search engine. But you should also be looking out for the other shows that fly underneath our banner.
That's right. We're not the only thing that makes up the Land of Esh. We have new episodes of our podcast available on the web on Mondays, which can be followed up by new episodes of the Boston Bass Brigade podcast hosted by our friend King Baby Duck. Their website, bostonbassbrigade.com. Awesome. You should check it out. On Wednesdays, there are episodes of the Geek Aggro podcast hosted by Deuces Wild. His website is geekagro.com. You should absolutely check that out as well. We have all the stuff that we write on our respective websites that you can visit, or if you want them all in one nice, neat, convenient place, hit up landofesh.com, where we aggregate all of our content, including our magazine, which you should cop because we think it's pretty freaking sweet. You can follow us on Twitter. My list has everybody, twitter.com/ninjasista. And on the Facebooks, facebook.com/landofesh, where we love to get in conversation with you guys, answer your questions, and find out what you really want to hear from us about on the podcast. So make sure that you interact with us in all those spaces and places at times that are convenient to you. In addition, I gotta say that I'm co-opting Shit I Dig this week because I want to let you guys know that our 5th anniversary is right around the corner. 5 years, Pandalicious.
Gosh, that means we started this when I was like
not old enough to technically drink yet.
No.
Barely.
No. Because I'm 26 now. 5 years ago, I was just starting to drink legally.
Because we started in May. So
I was still drinking.
I said legally.
Yeah.
Because illegal drinking is wrong. But our 5th year anniversary episode is just around the corner,
holy
people.
Holy crap, 5 years.
5 years of weekly podcasts. And only missing a couple of weeks for good damn reasons, by the way.
5 years.
So I want to thank everybody who's been with us for these years. For those of you who are just creeping in to the podcast now and have become fans, thanks. But our 5th anniversary is right around the corner. I'm telling you right now, you don't want to miss that episode. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
I'm going to be there.
Who knows who else is going to be there?
Maybe you. Or you.
It's possible that you over there.
That guy in the back. No, not you.
Not you. No. The guy to the right of you. Yeah. You. You're definitely going to be there.
How you doing?
Oh, my God. When did you become Wendy Williams?
Just then.
So that's the shit I'm digging. That we've been doing this for 5 years almost. I'm so excited about our anniversary.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine where we'll be in 5 years from that day? That'll be 10 years.
Dude,
10 years
video.
Of Esh.
Finally, it's gonna happen.
It's gonna take us 10 years to get the video.
2016 video live.
That's
possibly.
That's nuts. Now
I'm just kidding.
Video will happen way before that.
I'm just playing, maybe.
It will.
What shit are you digging?
I am digging moms.
Aw, well, I thought that went without saying because we did.
Yeah, but. You know, Esh Mom deals with a lot of crap, especially from me.
Especially from us in general.
No. If we
but
were
more
gonna,
from you.
More from me.
Definitely.
You know, I like to give her the crap, and I gotta give her...
You give her the business. You do.
I don't give her the business.
No, not the business, but...
But, I mean, I have to give our mom some serious props. She is the shit I dig. Almost every week, unspoken. But now this week, it's spoken.
All right. So there you have it. I'm Ninja Sista.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And we are out.
Peace!
Okay, so Ariel, we have about, I'd say, 35 minutes to talk about Shukuchara.
Can I get a level for Ariel?
Huh?
Say some sentences, darling.
Okay, hi. How are you all doing?
Good.
How about a little more length in your sentence?
Well,
recite
thank
the Pledge
you.
Of Allegiance. There you go.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America.
Perfect!
I don't know the rest, so that's why I stop. No, we're not forced to say it in school, so that's why.
Oh, lucky you guys.
Oh, my God.
We had to.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic, which is one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And then depending upon the school you're in, sometimes you took out the under God.
Yes, because
sometimes God can't be in the statement.
He can't be above you, okay?
He can't, yes. God can't be on top. He always is bottom. I'm just that is blasphemous. Eshmon would be so mad.
That's why she's not listening to this and it won't be in an episode.
All right, good.
Because that would be my ass.